Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. Hi, I'm Tone Diggs.
Hi, baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day.
What? Nick's in the back.
How we doing?
Good. Mitts. Hold on.
Nice.
Emmett, Steven, Otter, McMahon's in the back.
Hey, what's up, Tony? How we doing?
Good, you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. Good. Hey, good hockey night last night.
It was good hockey night last night.
Yeah.
Kind of going even, Steven, there for a little bit. We were due for a couple winners.
Have to. Good basketball night out of you, Pa.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
I was 2-2. Montana State, full melt.
College basketball will fucking take your soul, dude.
And really New Mexico.
I'm jealous that you just cannot like watch the games. I wish I was like that because whenever I go, it will be a heart attack on a college basketball.
No,
Saturday.
I just follow here.
Yeah,
and a 15-3 New Mexico State team. Lost by 30 points to 11-9 Sam Houston.
Turns out you can't win when you shoot 5%.
They shot 5%. So that was fun. Huh. That was a fun one. Today is Picks Friday.
Hell yeah.
What do we do on Picks Friday?
Hell yeah.
You've heard us talk all week long.
Hell yeah.
About the football games.
Hell yeah.
Now on Friday we make the picks. We've been back and forth. You've heard us talk to people about them. You've heard us give out all the information. What are we going to do? I don't know.
I settled in.
Picks Fridays are slowly coming to an end.
Yeah. I settled in to...
You have settled in?
Settled into the... You think you're better than the top dog?
Okay. That's the approach you're going to go to.
Show
weekend?
Me. I'll die with who has been on top.
I have settled into not being confident about anything. But that's just me.
No, that's usually how it goes.
That's where I operate best. We will give out the NFL picks. We will give out the NHL picks.
Nice slate tonight.
Of NHL.
Yeah, I think every backup in the NHL is starting tonight.
Yeah, which is the thing.
Cougars.
Small camp. College basketball slate. It's Fridays.
Fridays always stink.
Fridays is always small because Saturday there's 130 games.
I think it might be...
Saturday there's 140 games. Saturday there might be 200 games.
Yeah. And you know, we do this every Friday, but if I have to die every Saturday and put out 30 college basketball picks to keep this show going the way it's going, I'll go on that sword, my friend.
Maybe I'll wake up super early tomorrow and do it with you. Yeah. There's waking up early to hunt NFL winners. And then there's waking up early to hunt college basketball winners when there's 150 games and the lines don't come out until 1 a.m.
See, I go the other way. Fucking Friday night, usually 2:30, 3 o'clock bedtime. Yeah.
Well, I'm all boozed then up you at get that
it
point.
In. Then you get it in.
So.
Friday, stay home.
NBA?
Yep.
Oh, and Foxy, who is... on his way to Nashville with Pat, SmackDown tonight, has a college basketball pick since he continues to rule the Big Ten.
This is true.
Let's start in the NFL. It is Picks Friday. We've talked about it. We've thought about it. We've dreamt about it. And now it's time to be about it, okay? Bengals, 3.5-point dogs. Going to the Tennessee Titans, +160 on the money line for the Bengals, -190 for the Titans, 47.5 is the total. I have decided to settle on the team that's been in the playoffs more the last few years, the coach who's been in the playoffs, the coach who's been great off of buys, the team that's getting Derrick Henry back. Team just got healthy, Julio Jones and A.J. Brown. What's wrong? Oh, you looked like something was wrong.
No, there's something wrong, all right.
I'm going to buy a point, -2.5, Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I'll lay the 3.5.
You're going to lay the 3.5?
Yeah, I mean, Bengals offense looked good last week.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, how many points did they score?
Not that many.
The back door was wide open against the Raiders team that ain't that good.
Okay.
You're going into Tennessee.
The stat of teams that won a home game and then go on the road in the playoffs next week is not great.
Yeah.
You and I are on the Titans.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Mitt's on the Titans.
I'm going big play here on the Titans. Are we still talking Yunes here?
You can talk Yunes all you want.
Always talking Yunes, Pop.
Oh, dude. I mean, 10 Yunes, 12 Yunes, 15 Yunes. The biggest Yunes.
Don't get fucking crazy, dude. 10's enough.
I don't really think I understand that terminology, but I'm putting a lot on it.
I'll sit down and explain it to you one day.
Holy fuck.
No, I get it. The unit's like your normal bet, but my normal bet changes every single day. So.
Well, it's not supposed to, is the thing.
This guy.
If you want to be successful. If you want to be successful, you got to keep a yun.
That you do for every game. Unless, like, right now, you feel great about it.
And you're going 10 yuns.
If you're going 10 yuns, I mean, that's...
I mean, this is a play of the month type.
That's a fucking couple stacks of high society, my friend. Fucking selling that Mustang.
Bro. How you feeling on this one, Ronzi?
I'm going to take the Bengals and the points.
Okay. I don't hate it.
I think the Titans win, but there's just something about that offense. It could be a comeback situation. Could be a field goal type of game. I don't know. I'm not overconfident in tight. Everyone else seems to be. Maybe I should be.
I'm not confident.
For some reason, I can't listen. I'm not going to crown him yet, but I can't go against Joey Burrow unless he gives me a reason to.
If I was confident, I wouldn't be buying a point.
I know, but we've heard all week how the Titans are just going to pound them and just destroy them and just cross that. That Bengals offense is fucking dynamic.
It's very dynamic.
And the Titans defense, if they don't get pressure, they're not going to be able to cover. They should be able to get pressure.
Tell you what,
the Bengals' O-line stinks, but you know, weird things happen.
I'll say this right now. Mike Hilton might score a touchdown.
Guy's a stud. Whoa. MVP. Straw serves a drink. Hate to see him in the orange and black.
Hate to see it there. Derrick Henry is minus 195 to score a touchdown.
Did you see his rushing yards, too, for his player props?
Why is he on a microphone this early in the show?
I fucking told you. He was fucking screwing around.
Bill's, it's Picks Friday. Bill's obviously here to give his picks.
So. I do have picks. I have Uzama over 3.5 total receptions.
This guy's in a goddamn Kraken target.
Past 4 or 5 games, he's averaged just above that, around like 4.
Okay.
And then Joe Mixon, total receptions, same number, 3.5.
Okay.
Plus 154. And he's been catching a lot of passes. I think it was 6 last game, 4 the game before, about 3 the game before that.
All right, Bill. I like that one. Derrick Henry's rushing yards is over under 80.5.
Stop talking about this game. Get to the next.
No, hold on.
What are you talking about?
I'm starting to fucking feel bad.
What's
about
Tannehill's it? Over 15.5? Tannehill's going way over that rushing total rate.
Fucking...
There is one more thing I really like, and that is Julio Jones anytime TD. He's healthy. He's ready to go. They haven't really had a chance to show him off or use him all year. He caught a touchdown in the last game. He was healthy. He got it up. It's plus 270. I feel like those are good odds for – it's not quite a flyer, but I think those are good odds for Julio to come down with one in the end zone.
Okay.
Hendrickson's in, right?
Huh?
Hendrickson's in?
Sounds yes. like, yeah. Fuck.
Why?
He's a very good player.
He is. Yeah. Very good player. Next one.
No Tannehill flyer for Gump.
What's the Tannehill flyer for Gump?
Plus 300.
I tweet my flyers. A fucking Saturday morning, I start to get flying around, you know? just come to me.
Niners at the Packers. 5.5 is the number. 47.5 is the total. You could go first on this one.
Oh, no.
Niners covered 4 straight divisional games. Covered 6 of 7 as a dog. Covered 8 straight in January. Ugh. I got a Titans-Packers moneyline parlay, but I'm taking the points with the Niners. I've seen it too many times this year through the back door. Packers win by 4. Packers win by 3. I think the Niners, Packers win. Niners keep it close.
I think you can tease either team on this game and be fine.
Absolutely.
I was going to say it's going against your be the man, beat the man thing. But the Packers have had some troubles with the Niners.
Yep.
I don't like it. I said I was going to take the favorites on Saturday, and I'm going to go with the Niners. Got him at six, though, yesterday.
Yeah, of course you did.
Got him at six yesterday, though.
They were not at six yesterday, but...
2 days ago.
I'm also on the 49ers. I think John Sheeran convinced me, dude.
He kind of did, didn't he?
I mean, he convinced me to take the 3x2s last night, too, and those didn't hit, just to put that out there.
Well, he didn't.
Don't put that juju out there.
Don't do what you just did.
I was on the Niners when the line came out.
Yep.
And then when it was 4.5, I started going, eight Packers, 5.5, 6, whatever. It's too much.
It could be a blowout.
Books on the Niners. Give me the Niners.
Niners haven't been. When was the last
time? Right.
Niners got blown out, dude.
You're right. Give me the Niners.
Fuck. Also on the Niners and the points. No. It just, I love Pack. And I think the Packers, maybe Mason Crosby field goal to win it. But
or maybe he misses it.
No, he's not missing. Not in Lambeau, not when it's that cold. He knows. He knows what's on the line. But the points is what gets me. I think it's going to be close.
Okay.
Okay. Fuck. Remember Jimmy G in the cold weather. Let's not forget.
Yeah, a lot of people said, fucking he grew up in fucking
Illinois.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that shoulder will start aching a little bit when it's fucking.
Wait, where are you? I thought you were on the Niners.
I am. I'm just saying.
Trust me, I am.
Fuck.
I'm middling. Titans, Packers, money line parlay.
A lot of handoffs.
I wanted to see what Kittle's over under is 50.5. He hasn't had a catch in 3 weeks.
No, he had one last week.
He won.
Yeah, 12 yards, dude. We almost had it.
Debo's over under for receiving is 54.5. Devontae's 94.5.
Can we get Debo on the rushing props?
Hmm?
Can we put Debo on the damn rushing props?
He will be up.
He is.
He will be up. He was
over. Did you just not look?
No, it doesn't.
No, the props aren't up right now.
No, they are. 38.5. Fine.
38.5
mm-hmm.
on rushing?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
If you go player rushing and receiving, he's 93.5.
I like that.
93.5 for Debo?
For both rushing and receiving?
What is it?
Combined? Is that what we're talking about?
93.5.
Ooh, that's
high. Elijah Mitchell's 92.5.
I always forget about Elijah Mitchell.
Aaron Jones is 77.5. Aaron Jones, 50.5 on the rushing. I think I might take a under on that one. Niners rushing defense. I did it last week with plus A.J. Dillon. As always, he'll get some carries too. Is he fucking yelling out there?
Yeah. Have we looked at...
Hey, Jimmy G's rushing totals over under 1.5.
Oh, give me the fucking over on that. Let's get loose, Jimmy.
Aaron's the 7.5.
Oh, give me that one too. Let's get loose.
I like AJ Dillon anytime touchdown score plus 115.
Okay. Anything else for you, pal?
What's that?
What?
Nah, just picking games here, dude. Just here for the games.
Okay. Nice. Now, y'all, I appreciate that. Yeah. Here,
I'm not a big props guy.
Here's really one. Not. Most rushing yards in the game. You get Debo at plus 700. What if he breaks one?
Ooh. What's that?
To have the most rushing yards in the game, Debo's plus 700. Sorry.
What? I feel like A.J. Dillon might fucking...
Okay. He's plus 700 as well.
Who's leading, Jones?
Elijah Mitchell minus 160.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. What, they gave him 27 carries last week?
A lot of carries.
He might get more this week.
There's a lot of carries. Just some things we're looking at. Let's go to Sunday.
Jeez.
Rams, Bucks. The line is 3. Rams plus 130 on the money line. Tampa minus 154. 48.5 is the total on this one. The Whitworth being out. Didn't love that, but I am on the Rams plus the 3. You?
Said it all year. I believe the Rams are front runners.
I know you did.
They've covered 2 of 7 against teams with a winning record.
Mm-hmm.
Buccaneers covered four straight playoff games, covering 7 of 8 at home as a favorite, 7 of 8 at home, 5 of 6 versus teams with a winning record. Give me the Bucs money line, please.
Okay. Raldi?
I'll take the Bucs and the points. Hard and fast rule. I do not bet against Tom Brady in the playoffs. This is another situation. Who's going to blink first, Brady or Stafford? I believe it will be Matthew Stafford. We know the Bucs have their O-line issues. Mm-hmm. That Whitworth thing coming out, I feel like kind of equalizes that a little bit. The Bucs defense can get after a little bit, too.
I agree.
I know their secondary isn't the best, but...
Yeah. Both secondaries are, well, as far as safety is concerned, the Rams secondary is very banged up.
As much as I'd like to take the points with the Rams, there's nothing I enjoy rooting for more than waiting for Stafford to poop his pants.
I also enjoy that, but there's nothing I enjoy more in life than Tom Brady losing.
See, I used to feel that way. Once he left New England, for whatever reason, it just all disappeared with me. And, like, the hatred of 12, I didn't carry it over. I still continue to hate the evil empire. I don't like Bill. I don't like anything about what they got going up there. I don't like Connor. I don't like his face.
Same.
But Tom's an okay guy in my book now, so I'm pulling for the Bucks and TB12 by 3.
It started with me like for that, but then the hate has creeped back in for me.
That's fair.
It's just that you see Stafford. I saw it in the second half against the Niners. When people start getting to him, he's got that deer in the headlights, man, and he can't move. He's fucking stuck. His feet are stuck to the ground.
High totals on the quarterbacks, 293 for Tom, 282 for Matthew Stafford.
Aaron Darnold to get a sack, minus 102 for yes. And then also Von Miller, if you like that, plus 120.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
I'm going to be taking the Bucks here, minus 3. I love it. There is one prop that I do like, and I'm kind of stealing it from you, Gumpy. Tampa Bay D special teams touchdown. I'm waiting for Matthew Stafford to throw that really shitty out, get picked off. Sean Mumphrey Birding or whatever, whoever. Jesus. I definitely butchered that. Sorry.
The author?
Murphy Bunton.
Oh, the football player.
Yep. That poor guy did not deserve
what you just did. Yeah, poor guy. But he's probably going to get a pick six. Someone's probably going to get a pick six. So let's go Tampa Bay D special teams touchdown plus 470.
Sean Mumphrey Bunton is a good.
He's a good ball player.
Good ball player. Cooper Kupp's 99.5 over under.
Jesus.
Mike Evans is 69.
Bucks secondary is fucking bad.
A lot of low odds on these anytime touchdown scores as well.
Yeah,
Cups minus 135, Evans minus 125. Evans has already creeped into Brady's like all-time TD
top
leaders
five or
in terms
top
of passes. Yeah, Fournette's minus 125, Gronk's plus 100, Keyshawn Vaughn up there at plus 115, Akers at plus 135, and OBJ at plus 165. I don't hate that. Feels like ride the hot hand with OBJ.
The passing touchdowns. They're both set at 2.5 for both quarterbacks.
Yep.
The over is juiced high on both of them. 148 for Tom, plus 172 for Stafford.
They just think it's going to be a goddamn shootout?
I don't know. No, because you would think it would be the other way. Under is minus 235 for Stafford, 2.5, and minus $2 for Tom. Interesting. Okay.
This is the one game that I'm... I truly have no idea how it's going to go. Every other game, I kind of have a thought in my head of what's going to happen. This one, I truly have no idea.
The last one, Sunday night, 6:30, is the game that I am most confident in. Give me a Bills money line.
Give me the Chiefs money line.
Dueling money lines.
Dueling money lines.
I don't know, man. I think... I think everybody's overestimating what the Bills did last week, and everyone's underestimating how well the Chiefs have been playing.
I don't know. I watched the Chiefs be fucking terrible for 18 minutes last week.
And as you know, my guy is also back.
CEH.
Yes. And for whatever reason, I've said this a million times, the Chiefs are a lot different team when he's going.
It's an excellent point. Does present a problem. I'm going pure emotion on this one, and I'm going with the Bills.
Okay.
Feels like they're out to prove everybody wrong. so that they got the me against the world mentality. That Pro Bowl thing seems to have lit a fire under their asses. They got something to rally around. And I know that's not what you're supposed to bet on, but like just the feel of that team gives you the vibes of they're ready to do it. I don't know if they will, but it feels like they're ready to take that next step. They already beat the Chiefs earlier in Arrowhead this season. I think they got that under the belt, gives them a little bit of confidence. The defense is playing great. But again, I come back to what I saw Kansas City do and the way they've been able to turn it on. And I also like that they've been quietly going about their business. Uh-huh. There's not a lot of buzz about them other than the outside normal, like, hey, Kansas City's a machine again. Uh-huh. Like, there's no talk of, like, earlier in the season, remember, it was like, oh, this team could go undefeated.
Yep.
And there was a lot, they were loud and like, that all seems to have gone away. And it seems like they're just all about their business. So, tough game to pick. I'm going to take the Bills.
Okay.
No real sense in taking the points, so I'll take Bill's money line as well.
Okay. Mitt.
You know exactly where I'm going here, Tony.
I don't.
I am rooting for an old-fashioned barn burner.
Oh, the over.
53 and a half is the total right now. It's juice the over. Take that over.
Okay.
Let's go.
You're on the over. The let me do something here for you, Mitt, real quick. Because I saw these earlier in the week. And Buffalo, the over is 8-0 in the Bills' last eight as a dog. 6-0 in the last six as a road dog. 9-2 in their last 12 on grass. 4-1 last five versus a winning team. I could keep going with the overs for them. KC, over 6-0 in the Chiefs' last six overall. 6-0 last Chiefs as a favorite. 4-0 on grass. 6-0 in against AFC teams. The over is... The trends for the over are high.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a hype boy. I like good football. I like betting overs. But these two offenses, they're just really good. So who the hell would I be if I didn't take this?
You're right, man. Sorry. Who the hell would you be?
When was the last time Jimmy G threw over 220, 230 yards?
Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah.
Let me look. Didn't he throw for a fuck ton?
Maybe a year ago.
Against the Rams?
316 against the Rams, 322 against the Titans.
Jesus.
235 versus the Falcons, 296 versus the Bengals, 299, 230.
Yeah, pay close attention.
So he did throw. G-G. He threw what under he against.
Last week.
He threw under against 172 against Cowboys. And then he didn't throw under that total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the 6 weeks before that.
Holy shit.
But then.
Shoulder.
Cold. There's a couple. I mean, there's a couple in there.
I mean, under 229 and a half feels not too shabby.
Especially if they're going to be fucking just... Depends on how the game goes, obviously.
Yeah, if they get down.
Packers get the ball and score first. And
I think that's a pretty massive thing.
Who gets the ball first?
Yes.
Niners have been very good. Did I see their first quarter?
If I was either, what it was? If I was either team, I think I would... This makes no sense, but I would fucking take it. Because how many times have we seen a long drive to start the game, Rodgers sitting on the sidelines for fucking 8 minutes?
Mm-hmm. That'll be it. That'll be it. I'm very excited. I think it's going to be a good fucking football weekend. Why? Oh, here it is. The Packers finished the regular season with a league worst 3-14 ATS record in the first quarter.
Yeah.
The 49ers trailed at the end of the first quarter in just four of the 16 games this season. So if you are looking at that, the first quarter line for San Francisco and Green Bay, if I could find it, there's the first half spread. Niners are plus +3 on the first half.
First quarter, not up.
Let me find it. Not on. Oh, there it is. First quarter is
1.5.
Half.
Jeez. I don't love that. No, thank you.
Niners are plus +0.5.
A half? Uh-huh. Fuck off, dude. Fucking assholes. Get that out of here.
Niners are plus +138 money line first quarter. Packers minus -162.
This fucking game, dude.
So we'll see there. All right.
Went ahead and looked at the divisional specials. They are no longer the weekly specials. They are the divisional specials.
Ooh. Yeah.
Boys, I gotta be honest.
Tough crowd.
There was not a lot to like.
Earlier.
Now, granted, I will throw sprinkles on the bottom here. Any non-QB to throw a passing TD over divisional weekend. You know, teams love to bust out the trick plays this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And then any offensive lineman to have a receiving TD over divisional weekend, also plus 900.
I will be taking total points in the divisional weekend under 197.5.
Did it hit last week?
No, it did not.
Close?
What? When there's that many blowouts, tends to be a lot of points scored.
This is true.
Tends to be, even though the under, I believe, was 4-2 last weekend, but there were some high-scoring games in there that really fucked it up. All right. That's the NFL divisional weekend. Let's move on. College basketball?
No.
What happened?
Holland race.
Huh? Excuse me?
Holland favors Real Madrid.
Oh, no. You guys going to Liverpool?
I hope. I mean, that Dortmund connection.
college basketball tonight, small slate. I got one pick. It is Illinois -4 at Maryland. It's 4.5 now. It was 4 this morning. Jumped on it. Kofi's at, right?
That is huge.
It is huge, I still like Illinois as the better basketball team tonight at Maryland, -4.
Don't hate that. Manhattan money line at home versus Siena.
Okay.
Home teams covered 18-25. Jaspers covered 4 straight Fridays. Merrimack +3 versus Bryant. Bryant have covered 5 of 17. 1 of 5 road games.
Okay.
Mount St. Mary's money line versus Sacred Heart. Mountaineers covered 4 of 5. And then I'm taking Michigan State +3.5.
That also, you on Michigan State +3.5 at Wisconsin, correct?
Yes, sir.
That is also Evan Fox's pick of the night, is the Michigan State +3.5 at Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's been great.
They both, yeah.
Michigan State 3-0 against spread on the road. I feel like Wisconsin's due to give one.
Okay.
Just one.
Just one.
I know they're good. Mm-hmm. I'm just not 100% sold.
Okay.
Just yet. Beat okay. Michigan State at home, and then I'll crown you for at least a week.
Okay, sounds good. NHL.
Yeah.
Good slate tonight.
Is it?
I didn't love anything. I didn't take one NHL pick.
Every fucking backup goalie in the league started.
That's what I couldn't do it tonight, Paul.
Yeah, there's some stuff here. I don't know if I necessarily love any of it, mm-hmm. but we'll go through it. Here we go. Okay. Penguins at the Blue Jackets. I'm not picking it. Just a word to the wise, Casey DeSmith is going to be in net for the Penguins, their backup.
Both teams played last night.
Yeah, he has not played well. Columbus has struggled recently. They won last night. The Penguins won last night, mm-hmm. but it wasn't pretty. They let the Sens back in. They gave up like 40 shots total.
Mm-hmm.
Staying away from it, but you know, just some advice. The Rangers going to Carolina to take on the Hurricanes, and 20,000 screaming Caniacs, bro. Down there rally.
It's a big one.
Canes are 11-2-1 in their last 14 games, 12-4-1 at home. The Rangers, though,
that's a huge fucking line.
The Rangers, it is big, and I don't know why it's so big, because the Rangers are pretty good, and they're 15-17-2 on the road, which isn't terrible. 7-3 in their last 10. They've won 3 in a row. Their backup is in. Georgiev is in. Shesterkin is not the guy tonight.
Okay, so.
So that is the edge there, but it still seems like quite a big edge. I'm going to take the Canes at -125 on the 60-minute money line, so Canes to win in regulation, just purely because they're home. And Freddie Anderson's pretty good goaltender. He's in, but Rangers are a dangerous team. At plus 172, that's...
Might spring
it. It wasn't.
I might put half a unit on that.
Half a unit.
Gumpy.
You fucking wanted to. You don't want this.
I'm going to let you go first here. Go ahead, Paul.
What game do we want?
We're talking.
You know. Texas hockey.
Texas hockey going in to.
Why is Holtby playing back to back?
Detroit. Good question. Is Otter banged up? What's going on there?
He got rocked pretty good the other night. Yeah, give me Stars money line at Detroit. Stars got to go. They got to go. This is the playoff push, dude. They got to go.
So we're seeing desperation hockey out of the Stars, which is dangerous.
It is dangerous.
It's dangerous. You can't discount that.
We're already in desperation hockey point of the season.
For some teams, yeah. The Eastern Conference is pretty much set. Uh-huh. But the Western Conference, they got a race.
Okay.
So Detroit, 13-6-2 at home. It's looking like it's going to be Nedeljkovic, probably, who is their better goaltender. He's kind of been a godsend to them this year. Dallas. 5-12-1 on the road this year.
You're only as good as your last game.
This is true.
That's what they always told me.
Which was last night.
There you go. Beat a very good Sabres team.
Detroit hasn't played since Monday afternoon.
Well, you're going to be rusty. Cement.
I'm going to take the well-rested Detroit Red Wings at home. -104.
Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't bring me joy to go against you, Gump. I don't love that.
Seems like it does.
No. I don't love that.
Nobody wants to bet on the Red Wings.
Taking the Coyotes?
No. We're staying away from that game. But here's another one I can't figure out, and maybe you can help me out here, Gumpy. Minnesota Wild at Chicago. Mm-hmm. The Wild are -115 on the road. Chicago -104 at home. The Wild have had a few days off.
Mm-hmm. Fleury's been playing out of his skin, hasn't he?
Fleury's been playing pretty good. They still lost last time he was in there, I believe. I think they lost to the Kraken, I believe, in his last start. There might have been a game in between there. But I'm going to take the Wild at -115. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're a much better team.
I guess fucking haven't lost in regulation in five. The Hawks, I mean, they're fucking against. I got Fleury that doesn't want to be traded. Did you see that?
Yeah, he didn't want to be traded when he went to Chicago either. So, yeah. Unfortunately for Math, there are a lot of teams out there that could use a goalie, some even a starting goaltender. So,
Capitals,
the fuck do you want, Bill?
I'm just waiting for MMA talk.
Okay, we're not there yet.
All right.
Well, we're not there yet, Bill, and we are also going to talk about the Blues on the road at -192 going into Seattle.
Yeah, fucking Kraken.
Yeah,
what's that about?
We'll be taking the Blues.
Tube star.
They're -192 on the money line. You could also look at -120 for them to win in regulation on the 60-minute money line.
Yeah, I'm on the 60-minute line for the Blues there.
I'll go there as well.
Since he's wearing that fucking jersey, put me on the Blues 60-minute line, too.
Okay, we're team all ride, on the 60-minute at ride. -120.
Fucking team ride the on the crackies. Blues. Okay.
Tony, what a turncoat.
I mean, you fucking get a...
You were yelling up the Kraken 2 months ago. I mean, come on, what happened?
You put a fucking Tubes jersey on any team I'm going to bet against him that night.
And then finally, or did you have something here, Bill?
I'm all MMA.
Okay. One more pick for me then.
MMA, Bill.
The Florida Panthers continue their Western Canada road trip going to Vancouver to take on the Cougars.
Won't do it.
Cougars are +168 at home, and, you know, there was something to be said for that, but you COVID-infested parasites in Canada have allowed the Cougars' two goalies to be taken out by COVID. So Spencer Martin will be getting the start tonight for the Cougars. I will be going with the other Spencer Knight, and the Florida Panthers. Florida Panthers -125 on the 60-minute money line to win in regulation.
Okay. I'll put my feet up for this one.
Gumby, you got this going for you. Florida is 6-5-5 on the road this year. Not a great road.
The +1.5, -145 did cross my mind, but there's three teams I usually bet on, and I'm not gonna.
And these are two of them.
I'm not gonna mess up my hockey juju by going to war with any of them. You know,
all right.
I don't need to do it. I'll put my feet up.
Is
Big Bob's not in that?
No. Gio Reyna. Is he hurt right now?
Pardon?
Gio Reyna hurt right now?
He's transitioning here.
I don't know why. What happened?
The roster for World Cup qualifying just came out for the U.S., and
nobody's on it.
I don't see Gio Reyna.
Actually, he hasn't played for Dortmund in a while.
Okay. I just didn't know. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, out until after international break.
There you go. Okay.
You guys get hurt all the time.
We're all right. I was worried there for a second. Okay.
Is Pulisic on it?
Yeah. All the other boys are on it.
When's that start?
January. We are in January.
We got our best player's done. Canada's fucked.
Oh. Zat.
Fonz.
Yeah. Sorry about that. All right.
What happened? Tool?
Fucking. Got COVID fucked with his heart.
Yeah.
You didn't hear about that? Can't play footy anymore.
Let's go MMA. Obviously, there's the boost.
We've had in years.
Boost is undefeated. Right, Paul?
Yeah, and this boost is actually very good. Both these guys are heavy favorites. Nurmagomedov is the cousin of Khabib, and we all know that any Khabib-related person in the UFC doesn't lose. And then Moreno is also, last two times these guys have fought, it was a draw the first time, and then Moreno was pretty dominant, submission in the third round. So those two are probably pretty good bets, and then putting them together for the boost is awesome. And then you have Ngannou with the plus money. Everyone's saying it's probably going to end up being a trap, but Ngannou, his TKO, Gump, as you pointed out before, is only an extra 20 cents. So it goes from like plus 120 just for to win the fight.
Yeah.
TKO is plus 145. Kind of weird there, but if Ngannou's going to win, it's probably going to be – he's only not knocked out one guy for a victory in his career, and it was a submission like his third or fourth fight a while back.
Has he ever been knocked out?
No, his only losses have been two decisions, I believe. I might be wrong on he's never been knocked out, but I don't know the exact number of his losses. If you want to, a very safe bet for that way is decision no bet is Ngannou, because this Gain guy he's gone to decision a pretty good amount of times. Well, last fight was a knockout, but
this guy goes to decision.
He likes to go to the decision, likes to take it to the judges, and that gets you Ngannou minus 135 for victory. Decision, no bet.
Well, give me fucking, you know what?
Bill is a big chat guy until they start coming at your fucking MMA picks.
What happened? What are they saying?
They didn't like Bill's picks.
What do you mean? Thanks, Bill. That's good.
Hey, it's good information,
UFC
Bill.
Guy. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Fucking,
well, you know our chat. They're a bunch of UFC experts.
Everybody is. I mean, I fucking.
He did cut off our stick on the boost. We didn't get to do our. It's undefeated. That's shit.
What he does, he's a killjoy. He got something fun. He's gonna come and.
I didn't know that was a good boost. To be honest.
Hey, I mean, I'm pumped.
Well, yeah, it's of course it's a great boost, Bill. It's never lost.
The is
boost,
it UFC?
The boost should have been.
Is it a boost?
Is it FanDuel boost?
Let the record show that if
it's
this
fucking great.
For somehow in a blue moon does not hit, I wanted the boost to be Ngannou knockout.
Yeah, I know you did.
So I will be taking Ngannou knockout plus 145.
Okay. I'm just going to watch and have fun and take the boost.
I'm probably not going to watch.
You
I'll
son
take
of
the
a
boost, though.
Did you hear that?
Never seen a guy that drives a fucking... manual Mustang yawn before.
Well, I mean, you'd think with
never
that,
seen a guy who drive a manual Mustang.
You would think
yawn
with that
like
car,
that.
He would be fucking
don't
huge.
Even get me
UFC
Jesus. Manual automatic.
Mitt, 5 liter.
Mitt, what do you got for NBA?
Not a manual automatic. It's an automatic.
What do you got for fucking
that's
NBA?
Problem,
that's
dude.
The problem, dude. Fucking man or must.
Fuck! I forgot you guys were all in car clubs and shit.
Shut up! Don't say that.
Well, just to the Nick. NBA tonight, I actually love the NBA tonight. We got the Washington Wizards. For some reason, they're a super close favorite. Going, oh, the Toronto Raptors super are coming down favorite. To Washington. Yeah, it's pretty close. It's like a one-point game.
Okay.
Washington,
short
probably
going
to beat the shit out of them. Let's go. Go Wizards tonight. Go we got Wizards. The Chicago Bulls at plus 11.
Okay.
Going into Milwaukee.
They got injuries.
Yeah, I was about to say, I know that the Bulls are hurt, but... DeMar DeRozan's still playing, so I think it's going to be at least an 11-point game. Like, come on, boys. And then Brooklyn Nets are, for some reason, dogs in San Antonio.
Okay.
Probably because people think that they're going to stink because Kevin Durant's not playing. Okay. They got Kyrie Irving. They got James Harden. They're fine. They're going to beat the shit out of the Spurs.
Okay.
Bet them money line. And then we got the over of 217.5, Detroit Pistons at the Utah Jazz. Both these teams kind of like to score. The Pistons stink. Just bet the over.
Okay. Hey, good luck tonight, Mitt.
Hey,
good
thanks,
luck to you
dude.
And your family.
Go, dude.
Hey, good luck to you and your
Nick,
family.
Good luck to you and your family. Paul, good luck to you and your family. You had yourself muted, dude.
Good luck to you and your family.
We can't thank you guys enough.
Do my footy pick?
Oh, fuck. You're right. I forgot.
Oh,
sorry.
No. The disrespect.
The guy in the back, he fucked me up. You know whose fault it is.
Yeah, usually we do UFC at the end.
Yeah.
But,
it's,
I don't know. That was weird.
It was Bill's show today.
Yeah.
Good luck to you and your family.
Oh, jeez. I didn't wish good luck to you and your family.
Let's just remember if things go awry here.
It's Billy Tubbs.
Saturday, EPL, Aston Villa draw no bet at Everton. Everton just fired a once famous red, Rafa Benitez.
Yeah.
Aston Villa looked very good in the second half with Coutinho on against Man U. I like them draw no bet.
Okay.
Wolves draw no bet at Brentford. Brentford's lost three straight. Wolves won three straight, haven't lost in five.
Okay.
Leeds, money line at home versus Newcastle. Newcastle haven't won in six. Leeds has won two straight.
Beautiful.
West Ham has been struggling.
You're asking me if the Leeds are good?
They're coming around.
What?
West Ham, no matter what's going on with West Ham, they show up against good teams.
Yeah, they
do. That's kind of their MO.
The Hammers will hammer.
I'm going to take them double chance at Man U. Ligue 1, Lille draw no bet at Brest. Brest haven't won in 4. Lille haven't lost in 12. Marseille draw no bet at Lens. Lens has been playing better, but Marseille haven't lost in 5. Serie A, Udinese.
Udinese.
Draw no bet at Genoa. Both these teams are struggling. Genoa, 1 win on the year. Atalanta, draw no bet at Lazio. Atalanta, 1 loss in 6. La Liga, Sevilla, moneyline versus Celta Vigo. Sevilla, 1 loss in 9, all competitions. Bundesliga, Union Berlin, double chance at Gladbach. Berlin, always double chance, haven't lost in 5. Cologne, draw no bet at Bochum. They've won 3 of 4. Dortmund, moneyline at Hoffenheim. Hoffenheim has been playing well, but Dortmund plus 105 money line, I'm going to take every time.
Come on, we love Hoff.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, they are a really good squad this year, but Dortmund, I mean, you put Haaland on the pitch, I love it. Mainz, money line at Gruther.
Uh-huh.
I go against Gruther every game. They are playing a bit better, but I will die with that. And then Sunday, I'll just run through these. Okay. Leicester draw no bet versus Brighton.
Beautiful.
Tottenham double chance at Chelsea.
Obviously.
Nice money line at Mets. Mm-hmm. Monaco draw no bet versus Montpellier. And I'm going to take Fiorentina money line at Cagliari.
Okay.
What was that one again?
Cagliari.
Cagliari. Hey, good luck.
It's hard to, you got to get the pronunciation right for all the leagues.
Good luck.
I think I might have mixed up Serie A and Ligue 1.
It was weak. The leads are weak.
No.
The leads are weak?
Don't say that, dude.
You're weak.
Ukraine is weak.
Who's better than United?
City.
City is better.
I'll tell you what, the chat is not happy about Bill saying fucking Khabib and Sia are cousins.
Who?
Look,
this Wikipedia says there is a general misconception that they are cousins.
Is Bula there?
This is what happened, Bill. You want to come on and you give picks, dude. They're going to come after you.
It's Bill, just, remember, the chat is your people.
Apparently
where
not.
Where the fuck is Bula?
Antonio Brown will also be in the building, so
for what?
Magic can happen in the UFC.
Who gives a fuck?
Is he performing Pit of the Palace at halftime?
He's actually fighting. He's just going to jump in the ring.
Listen, you know things are bad when the hype boy over here has turned on AB.
Dude, he is so fucking annoying to watch now.
Oh, dude.
Wow. I did not expect that coming.
Stop it. All right.
Clown.
Good luck to you and your families this weekend. And may that luck bring you fortune, and may that fortune bring you wins, and may those wins bring you happiness. And we can't thank you enough for listening and watching all week long. We will be back on Monday to recap everything that happened and preview a championship weekend. Good luck to everyone.
Good luck.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad!